Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of pterygium found under the ophthalmology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 66-year-old man presents to his primary care physician for evaluation of an abnormal growth of the eye. He reports that his wife noticed this growth. He denies any pain, discomfort, or impairment in his visual field in the affected eye. He denies having any chemical exposure to his eyes. Medical history is unremarkable. He works as a farmer and reports spending most of his day out in the field. On physical exam, there is a wedge-shaped growth extending onto the cornea. Let's continue with an introduction to pterygium. Clinically, it is defined as a collection of fibrovascular conjunctival tissue. And with regards to epidemiology, remember that it is most common in tropical regions. Risk factors include chronic sun exposure, especially ultraviolet light. In terms of the pathogenesis, it is likely multifactorial, involving neovascularization and extracellular matrix remodeling. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms will include that the patient is concerned for cosmetic reasons, as well as perhaps having mild visual impairment. On exam, you may note redness and irritation, and a wedge-shaped growth extending onto the cornea. And when making the diagnosis, remember that this is a clinical diagnosis based on history and physical exam. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about pinguecula, with differentiating factors being that there will be a round, yellowish, and elevated growth. With regards to treatment, operative options include surgical excision. This is indicated as definitive therapy and is used when the pterygium involves the visual axis or has an appearance concerning for dysplasia. Complications related to pterygium include recurrence post-excision, as well as post-surgical complications, such as bleeding and infection. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that it may lead to visual impairment and reduced ocular motility if it is not treated. It can lead to cosmetic concerns, and there is a greater than 90% recurrence within the first 12 months after the pterygium is excised. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to pterygium, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 65-year-old man is brought to his primary care provider by his concerned wife. She reports that he has had this quote-unquote thing on his eye for years and refuses to seek care. He denies any pain or discharge from the affected eye. Exam of the eye demonstrates elastotic degeneration of collagen and fibrovascular proliferation. Given the diagnosis, what are you most likely to discover when taking this patient's history? And the answer choices are, choice 1, he experienced shingles 3 years ago with a positive Hutchinson sign. Choice 2, he suffered from recurrent conjunctivitis in his youth. Choice 3, he grew up in Ecuador where he worked outdoors as a farmer for 30 years. Choice 4, he was involved in a bar fight and experienced a ruptured globe 10 years ago. Or choice 5, he suffered a burn to his eye while cleaning his bathroom with bleach 5 years earlier. The best answer to this question is choice 3. He grew up in Ecuador where he worked outdoors as a farmer for 30 years. The patient is most likely suffering from a pterygium. Living near the equator is associated with pterygium development. Pterygium are benign growths of the conjunctiva associated with excessive exposure to wind, sunlight, or sand. Other risk factors include working outdoors with high exposure to UV rays. Symptoms of pterygium include persistent irritation, redness, foreign body sensation, and tearing. If the pterygium advances over the cornea, it can impair vision. The publication by Pete discusses work-related eye injuries, including corneal abrasions, burns, and globe injury. The review states that eye patching does not reduce discomfort following corneal abrasions. Working with chisels, hammers, grinding wheels, or saws places patients at risk for globe injuries. The treatment of chemical eye burns is immediate irrigation with copious amounts of fluid. The study by Jansen et al. Reviews the surgical management of pterygium. Pterygiums are non-cancerous proliferations of the conjunctiva. Treatment is most often surgical and may be required because of discomfort, cosmesis, or obstruction of vision. Following surgical excision, pterygia can often recur. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choices 1, 2, 4, and 5. None of these are risk factors for pterygium formation. That's all for this review about pterygium. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.